Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Oh, come on now. Cappy, want to talk a little baseball here?
Do you?
I do. Although it's funny, I gotta keep an eye. There's a secret live stream apparently for Mateo's rare weekday baseball game today.
Aww.
So I'm gonna have an eye on that in a little bit. Although
it's a live stream, a live video stream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? Can you send me the link? I keep an eye on that little rascal myself.
Sure, I can send that to you.
God, there was nothing worse than when my kid was playing and I was on the air, and instead of there being a live stream, there were like a score. Somebody will know the name of it, but there was like an app that we all used to use back in the day. It was like Score Stream, or I don't know what it was, right?
Right.
And it was like a virtual game. So it would say, you know, the kid who was pitching, okay, I'd see who the kid who was hitting. I know my kid's coming up next. And I would literally be sitting here watching, all right, ball one, strike one and one count. Like, but you couldn't see it. Like, the fact that you've got a live stream going right now is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. God, I love Little League and I miss it.
You always say that to me.
I do. I swear to you, George, you don't understand. I drive by the Little League fields where my kid played the majority of his games, mm-hmm. and I look out there and I can see all the signs on the outfield, and I can see the teams out there practicing. And I just, to me, honestly, dads, moms out there, like when you coach Little League, that period of time from like, I mean, like 5 years old to like 12, 13 years old, the practices, the games, the, you know, like all the kids that you coached along the way that maybe grow up and go on and have some other kind of sports career, that you follow their career, you see them, they go, hey, coach, what's going on? Like, I love that stuff, man.
Well, Cappy, Laura brought up a great point in my ear. Laura, why don't you tell Cappy?
Cap, you're going to have, you know, you have daughters, you have a son, so you can do that when you're a grandpa. And maybe soon, you know?
You know what?
Well, I don't know about that soon. Let's pump the brakes.
I mean, they're in their 20s, you know? Like, tú nunca sabes. They're doing stuff. They got boyfriends and girlfriends.
You know why? Because Cappy's already thinking, wait, what am I going to have to pay for in that scenario?
Oh, dude. Wait, you have no idea. It is so funny that you say that. So my daughter, who she's, you know, her sophomore year of college is getting ready to come to an end. She just sent me a picture just a few minutes ago. And it was of her computer screen, and it was an email that she had received because she's trying to get this internship. Well, in the background of the picture above the computer, I can see this guy laying in bed with no shirt on and this girl laying next to him. So now I'm not even reading the email. I'm enlarging the picture to see if it's like my daughter and her boyfriend in the mirror, right? It turns out, I focused in on this thing because I was going to be like, yo, girl, you sending me this picture without even looking at what you're sending me? But it was actually the TV monitor in front of him. So, so yeah, I don't need any grandchildren anytime soon. But Queen, to your point, how about this? You ready?
Uh-huh.
My little one, who's 17, is graduating high school May 31st.
Okay.
She's going to be a freshman at Cal Poly SLO in September.
Hey.
I'm going to be an empty nester. There's a chance I might just sign up and become a Little League coach.
That's cool. Mm. That's interesting.
I mean, Cappy, listen, if you want to make the drive, man, next year, you know, we can add you to the roster. I'm sure the coaches would appreciate you.
You know what? But I'm telling you right now, George, because I don't have a kid on the team, so I'm playing the best players. I don't know, no daddy ball for me. Okay, I'm playing the best players at the best position. I'm trying to win games here with these six-year-olds.
You could always just come with me on the weekends, you know, when I'm in town, like I did this weekend, you know, because, like, you know, DeAndre knows ball, so I wanted to make sure Mateo knew ball now at 5.
Well, then why don't you have DeAndre work with him?
I mean, that's next, you know what I'm saying? But I got to work with him first. Then the upgrade is to DeAndre is what I'm saying, so, you know.
By the way, I'm just getting a text message from the legendary Mark Cates, who says, yes, the app was called Game Changer. That was the app, Catesy. That's exactly right. And, George, I say this to you People said it to me. I didn't believe it because I was in the heat of the battle. But I'm telling you right now, Mateo's how old now? Five or six?
Five.
Five. Dude, before you know it, you're going to wake up and he's going to be graduating high school and going off to college. And
you're I agree.
And then you're going to say,
listen, my daughter's
going
to be 10 years old pretty soon.
Then you're going to say to the next guy who's got a five-year-old, bro, appreciate every second because it goes so fast. Because when people told me that it goes so fast, I'm like, dude, I got four kids. I got three little girls. Okay, don't tell me about going. It can't go fast enough. And now I'm like, oh, my God, please come home. I miss you guys.
Can I have Christian help with Mateo también? Because he's on a baby fever right now. And I was like, no, no, sir.
What do you mean he's on a baby fever? What does that mean?
He's like we're picking out baby names. I'm like, sir, we're not pregnant. Like, no, stop with the baby fever. So I'm like, I need him to be around kids, you know, so that can go away. I'm like, no, no, no.
Dude, you should tell him, man, if he wants to have a baby, man, he ought to go find the right girl to have a baby, you know, because, I mean, you ain't want to have no babies right now, do you?
Right now?
No.
No. Pero, you know, like, it could happen.
I know, but I'll tell you this right now. You know what? You know
Cappy
what?
Cappy will. Were you going to say the babies would smell good because he smells good too?
That baby would come out smelling real good. Okay. But I'll tell you what you should do is have him go to the California Cryobank and get it out of his system. If you know what I'm saying.
There you go. That's true. And yeah,
I don't need him having babies somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? I just need him to understand because there's no babies around him. I have nieces and nephews, so I know the responsibility. He has none of that.
Tell him to get a dog.
They have four.
Ooh, a puppy. Yeah. We just sent Benny to go get neutered today. He just got back.
Aww. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, all of this was a nice lead into the Dodgers, I think.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. So, Cappy, the Dodgers, who felt like they were neutered earlier in the season, have now gotten to a 97-win pace, 18-12. They had won six in a row. They lost yesterday in Toronto. Shohei Ohtani, real quick, before I get into how they've done kind of better here recently, were you surprised? Canadians, usually very nice people, they booed the hell out of Ohtani this weekend.
No, it was good. Good for them. Good for the Toronto fans. You should boo Shohei Ohtani. Good for you. Listen, Shohei Ohtani is a very lovable character. Okay, he was actually much more lovable to everybody when he was only an angel. See, when he's only an angel, it's kind of cute because he's really, really good, but they're really, really bad, so he doesn't really pose a threat. So it's cute. Like, we like him. Oh, my God, he's the best player of our lifetime ever since Babe Ruth. Okay, great. But you see, now that Shohei Ohtani plays for the Dodgers, and now that Shohei Ohtani is armed and dangerous with a $700 million contract, okay, most teams... Most fan bases hate the Dodgers the way they hate the Lakers, the way they hate the Cowboys, you know, the way they hate Notre Dame. They hate the top of the echelon, you know what I'm saying? That upper echelon type team who can spend and you know, has all this money. I think it's great that the Toronto Blue Jay fans booed Shohei Ohtani because for some reason they thought he was coming to them. And then he didn't.
Well, no, I mean, it was down to the Dodgers and Blue Jays.
Well, okay, great. So if I'm a Blue Jays fan, I'm like, boo, I thought you were coming here. I would have loved you. Boo.
One of his, like, friends, Yusei Kikuchi, is on the team, who he got a big rip against in that game, against Yusei Kikuchi.
Listen, I find Shohei very likable. I enjoy watching the guy play. I liked him with the Angels. I like him with the Dodgers. I found the whole controversy of the beginning of the season to be even that much more entertaining and interesting. But if you are a team that thought you were getting him, you should boo him. Listen, the first time that Kawhi Leonard showed up after he had dissed the Lakers, he showed up at a Rams game at the Coliseum. This is before SoFi Stadium. And the Rams put him up on the Jumbotron, kind of like a welcome home to LA kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And the whole Coliseum booed Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. I
now, if he went to the Lakers, everybody would have cheered him. But because he went to the Clippers and, moreover, because he went to the Clippers after making kind of a lot of people think he was going to the Lakers,
everybody booed the okey-doke on them.
Right. So I got no problem with everybody booing Shohei in Toronto.
Okay. Now, do you want to know how the Dodgers have turned this thing around, Cappy?
I'll just kind of make a global statement here.
Go global. Give me global.
Because they've won a lot of games recently?
Well, right. Yeah. Well, that, clearly.
I just want to point that out.
But Tyler Glasnow, although it looked like his hand was cramping when he came out of that game in Toronto, has been fantastic for them. Like, this dude is everything and then some. Okay? Like, We were wondering who's going to be the ace of this team. Well, at least early on, it's clearly him. Like, I think that's a big part of this equation at the moment.
Yep. Well, I mean, Glasnow had a big night. This was on Saturday, was it? Yeah. Six innings, nine strikeouts, only three walks. I mean, it was a really nice performance, and he was able to hand things off to the bullpen, and the bullpen did what they were supposed to do. So
he leads the league, the majors, in innings pitched at the moment. And this is a guy who's, I think, his career high in innings pitched for because he was either young or injuries or whatnot, has only been like in the 120, 130 range or something like that. But he's number one in innings pitched already this year, 43. First in strikeouts, 53, and his ERA is a very good 2.72. So, like, he's pitched really well. And, you know, Walker Buehler may be coming sooner rather than later. I think he's going to have to rehab start a couple more times. You know,
hey,
and,
give it up to Gavin Stone also, George.
He's pitched well, yes.
In this series this past weekend, seven innings, only two hits.
Yeah.
That was a really
nice. And by the
way,
how about your guy Dave Roberts, who Chris definitely, has a lot of issues with. He's letting these guys go deep into games, which has not always been the case in previous years.
Yeah, so listen, we're talking about the pitching, the starting pitching in particular, but the offense has obviously...
Oh, Will Smith has been on a tear, dude. Right. That guy's awesome.
And listen,
and Ohtani, obviously. Yeah.
And just remember this, when the Dodgers lost 2 out of 3 at home to the Padres...
Yeah.
At that point, the Dodgers, I want to say, like, right after that, the Dodgers were like, I don't know, 12-11, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, it was like one game above 500.
Right. Right. And the Padres were like one game behind them. And then all of a sudden, because remember that there was that streak where the Dodgers lost the series to the Padres, then they lost the next series at home to the Nationals, and then they lost the next series at home to the Mets. Well, since that third game of the Mets series where they won 10-0, they went on that 6-game win streak. And by doing that, you go from having like a 1-game lead in the division to all of a sudden now having like a 4-game lead in the division. And oh, by the way, San Francisco, who's a game under 500, is only a game back. And then San Diego. And then this is, I actually think this series against Arizona is super interesting, given that Arizona was this upstart team last year that made it to the World Series, and they're sitting at 13-16. So I just wish I had the bandwidth right now to watch more baseball. Because I've been so into what's going on in basketball, not just with the Lakers, but you'd be proud of me, man. On a Sunday night, I'm sitting there watching Minnesota and Phoenix.
Right.
That's right.
Look at you, Cappy. By the way, Mateo, are the Dodgers good now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to play good today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a good game, okay, buddy?
Mateo, nice practice this weekend, man. I was watching a lot of your film. I was studying your film. You got a lot of nice moves there. You got good footwork.
All right, he's gone. He's gone.
Good lateral movement.
We got a 5 o'clock game.
I like the vision. Okay. Yeah. I like what I'm seeing out of you, kid.
I'll pass it along. Benny's in the room now. You want to talk to Benny?
Give him my scouting report.
Benny doesn't really say much, though.
Well, give him my scouting report.
I will.
Tell him Uncle Cap likes his footwork.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, come here. Yeah. There's more on the Dodgers, Cappy, but, you know, we can get into that a little further on the other side. Although I do want to thank, shout out to our guy, Grand Theft Prado, the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust, who gave us a table of like 18 or 19 or 20 different people's draft grades and where like they did the average and they did like a GPA, like when you're in school, and they assigned, you know, they ranked all the teams 1 through 32. So let's do that. Let's finish up the Dodgers on the other side. Let's get into the back into the draft a little bit. Get ready for the Lakers game. We're getting you ready because we're going to take you to 5:30 today when Slee and company will take over. Game 5, big game. I mean, that doesn't need to be said at this point. Yeah, but nonetheless.
You're down 3-1. Big game.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. So we'll get into all that. Stick around here in a moment. But first, Cappy, tell them about your friends at Coors.
Hey, here in California, you know that we are all about choosing chill. Whether that's out hitting the beach, going on your favorite hike, to just going all out and pulling for your favorite teams to win a championship, no one is more chill than those of us in Southern California. And the one thing that kind of ties it all together, enjoying all California has to offer with great friends and icy cold Coors Light. As a matter of fact, I did that this weekend with a lot of great friends. Oh, and by the way, a lot of members of the Circle of Trust. We had a bunch of icy cold Coors Lights this past weekend, having a great time and just celebrating the daylight now and the weather that we had. It was awesome. Pick up your Coors Light near you, or you could even have it delivered to your door today. Here's what you need to do. Go to this website. Visit this website, cachoosechill.com. cachoosechill.com to learn more. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And when drinking that icy cold Coors Light, celebrate responsibly.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks, Chris. And it's UNEEQ underscore. I don't know how that's that hard, but yeah, here we are. Anyways, so today before the show, I decided to grab some coffee and some food. I couldn't wait. My little, you know, foodie person couldn't wait. And I started drinking my coffee and I spilled it all over myself. My shirt, my pants.
Oh, damn.
I hate that. And I was like, I know I'm not the only one that spilling your drink or your food while driving is one of the most annoying things that could happen to you.
Yeah, it happens.
Do you guys agree? Swipe right or swipe left?
When you're driving specifically, is that what you're referring
to?
Yeah,
when
just
you're
in general?
No, you have to be the one driving because I feel like when you're a passenger, it's a little bit easier to kind of clean up.
Yes. Oh, no. Agreed. And I do attempt to eat food while driving a lot. And it's never an experience that isn't messy in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I know. And when Christopher Arthur Morales and I drive back from downtown LA, and then we go down to the train station in Anaheim, and I head all the way back to South, we usually do a road pie. Let me tell you something. Putting a pizza pie box on the dashboard of your car and trying to pick up a pizza, it's a crummy thing. I mean, when I say crummy, I mean there's crumbs just everywhere. You know, it's hard. It's hard to eat in your car. And spilling coffee is one of the worst things that can happen in your cars because when you're driving, you're like, oh, I got to clean this up and it's going to get in here and it's going to make a mess and it's going to smell like coffee in here forever.
Sticky.
Yeah, spilling coffee is one of the worst things you can do in your car.
Ugh, yeah, I hated it. I was like, I can't be the only one, right? Can't be the only one.
No.
All right, so moving on. So fast food chains and coffee shops in New York might be slapped with something called a sugar warning label. Sweet Truth Act is what it's being called. So the city of health department is saying that if drinks are more than 50 grams of sugar added, including frozen coffees, things like Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, fountain drinks, anything like that, we'll need to have a warning that says eating too many added sugars can contribute to type 2 diabetes and weight gain.
Yeah.
I'm like, do we really need to put this? Don't we know? But restaurants that ignore this can face up to $200 to $500 per violation. My question is, should this sugar warning label become a thing nationwide? Swipe left or swipe right?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. Swipe right. You'd be surprised how how I'm going to put this nicely.
How stupid people can be.
How, yeah, unintelligent at times people can be, or naive, right? Let's call
naive
it.
Naive is
right?
A good, yeah, that's a
yeah,
good word.
How naive they can be at times. And yes, I don't think they realize that when they order their fancy-dancy little coffee at Starbucks, that thing has more sugar in it than, you know, a soda. You know what I mean? So, like, I do think that is part of the equation that should be factored in, yes.
Yeah, I'm actually going to swipe right. Also, I think that, you know, the other part of it is not everybody grows up like really understanding nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody gets educated on nutrition. And so a lot of times people just really don't know any better about sugar intake and what it could do and whatever else. So, yeah, I have no issue with it. I actually think it's a smart move.
And I think the biggest problem in our country, like, well, I shouldn't say the biggest. The biggest health issue I think we have in the country is obesity. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that that is something that we don't tackle enough and we don't talk about enough. It feels taboo. But a lot of that is because of excess sugar consumption.
Well, and I think the other part of it is, you know, here in Southern California, you know, generally speaking, you know, people are pretty, they look pretty good compared to the rest of the country is what I'm saying. Like if you were to go down to like the Gulf Coast, seriously, there is so much more. Like we have tons of fast food options.
Yeah,
you know,
we do.
But in like the Southeast and like I said, the Gulf Coast, dude, you have no idea. The fast food down there and the fact that, you know, so many more people use the fast food restaurants down there and just people are just their bodies are different because they eat differently. You know, they don't have the sunshine every day. You know, it could be rain. It could be cold. But just telling you, Southern California, we're pretty good compared to the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the country, a bunch of fat asses.
So
you feel me?
Just to put reference, a medium Coke at McDonald's is 56 grams of sugar.
There you go.
And the U.S. dietary guidelines recommend that added sugar should be less than 50 grams or 10% of the recommended 2,000 calorie day intake.
Wow.
So if you have a medium Coke from McDonald's, you already surpassed that.
Wow.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
It is.
I know,
crazy.
Man. I had a Diet Coke this past weekend, and I always use the same excuse if and when I have a Diet Coke, which is pretty rare, but got to have some caffeine. Oh, my God. I need some caffeine. Oh, I'll have a Diet Coke. Why don't I just have an unsweetened iced tea? If I really feel like I need like a pick-me-up like that, how about an unsweetened iced tea, smart guy?
Or just a coffee.
Black coffee.
You can have black coffee with ice.
I know. The problem is, you guys know, I can't. I drink coffee with creamy, sugary crap.
Yeah. Well, that's not good for you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm part of the problem.
I mean, we are. I am too, Cap. I am too. I love my Starbucks. All right. So Kim K revealed some weird quirks about her on Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy
Did you
Kimmel.
Say Kim K?
Kim K, yeah.
You mean DeAndre's poster girl?
That's right. Come on now.
Feel it.
Anyways, here's the audio that I wanted you guys to hear.
Is it true you sleep with your eyes slightly open?
I do.
How is that possible? And how do you know?
There's footage because my sisters have taken videos.
Oh, they
and
have.
Pictures.
I see. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And you don't wake up with dry eyes from that?
No.
No? Oh, all right. You have someone take the Starbucks sleeve off your coffee because you hate the sound of cardboard.
Yes, that's true. And I hate the feeling.
Is that is that somebody's
sound.
Only job? Is that the, like a. It's like they're one guy who does that or a woman. I don't want to, you know.
Whoever I'm with, I just can't see it being done, or I can't hear it, and I can't feel it. Like, the cardboard getting moved off of the cup is like nails on a chalkboard to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when the Amazon delivery driver comes, do you, like, run upstairs? This fear of cardboard that you have?
I'm not a big Kim K person, but I thought this was hilarious. So I'm not really going to ask you guys to swipe right or swipe left, but I want to know a funny quirk that you have, whether it's like while you sleeping like her, she has her eyes open.
Mine is easy. I've seen people who sleep with their eyes slightly open.
Really?
It's just like their eyes don't close. Like it's just one of those things. But for me, it's my food. Okay. My food's on a plate. Like, for example, if I'm going to like a brunch or a breakfast or something, I don't want like my eggs in the pancake syrup or something like that. You know what I mean? Like I need to have it compartmentalized, you know? And it's not that I don't like, clearly I love eggs and I love syrup or whatever, or pancakes, but it's got to be like compartmentalized.
Yeah, I don't really feel like I have any weird quirky things anymore. But I will say this just in terms of Kardashian and the cardboard thing.
That's weird. It's
like my daughter, Julia, does not hang out with me when I'm eating. She'll like we'll be sitting there.
You're a loud chewer.
And she'll be like, okay, I can't. No, I can't. I'm like, you can't what? What can't you do? She's like, I can't be with you right now when you're eating. Like, what's wrong with the way I'm eating? She hears something that I don't hear. You know, she hears the way I eat, the way I chew. And by the way, she shames the hell out of me for it. Okay.
I feel you, Cap.
You know
what, Cappy? I've eaten with you plenty over the years, and I've never realized that you eat so loud.
He's not. He
I don't
does
think
it.
So. No, it's her. It's her weirdo-ness.
It's so we've talked about this before. It's called misophobia, I think. And I love to chew ice. And Christian has the same thing as your daughter. Like, he doesn't like chewing. So even if I'm chewing like a chip or something, you could see him kind of cringe. And I was like, bro, like, I'm at my apartment. He's like, I know. He's like, that's why I'm not telling you anything. But it does. It's like a psychological thing that bugs them. So it's not us chewing loudly. It's a issue with them. It's a them problem.
Yeah, it's a you problem.
But I also recently found out I talk in my sleep.
Oh, I talk in my sleep all the time. I not only talk in my sleep. Oh, dude, I kick, I hit, Rachel will wake me up in the middle of the night because I'm freaking out on somebody in my dreams.
Really?
Oh, I am like my whole life I've been a sleep kicker.
Yeah, I didn't know that was like a thing.
Yeah, well, Cappy is pretty violent. He's fallen off the bed.
By
the way, Radio Tinder is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. So, Laura?
It is true. It is true, by the way. I am kind of violent in my sleep. I think I'm Reacher, and I think there's like 10 guys around me. I'm throwing an elbow to the guy to my right. I'm kicking the guy with my left leg. I'm taking out a knee, and I'm just beating up on like 12 dudes, you know?
That's a lot.
Do you sleepwalk?
I get Beto. Beto's face when you started talking.
What, Beto? It's true, man.
Dude, you're not Reacher, man.
I am Reacher. I said it was in my dreams, Jack.
Okay.
In my dreams, I'm beating up like 12 guys, dude.
I'm just here listening, and I've been here for a while, and Cappy, you're on it today. Good.
Yeah, I'm on one. It's Monday.
Yeah. Game changer.
Really. Beto, how was the difference, the post game, and the difference, the big difference over the weekend?
I wasn't here Saturday, so thanks to Ken, I was working a fight in Fresno.
Were you working a fight or were you the interpreter?
Both.
Now, as an interpreter, did you just make up stuff that you wanted to say? Because I never really knew if I could believe Ipe in the beginning, because I didn't know what Ohtani was saying in the first place, right? So I was like, I don't know if this Ipe guy is really telling me what Ohtani's saying, because Ohtani just spoke for 35 seconds and Ipe spoke for 5. So when you were an interpreter this weekend, Beto, and I saw your tweet that you were very nervous about being an interpreter,
did you just make up
what you wanted to say, or did you actually say what the fighter said?
No, because Mexicans will call you out on everything. And everybody says that they can do it. It's so easy to do. First of all, just because you speak Spanish doesn't mean you can interpret.
Mm-hmm.
And also, when you're in the ring, it's super loud. It's hard to hear what they're saying, and you want to get it right. And then the fighter's full of adrenaline speaking fast. So I was actually behind the fighter writing stuff down to get the best thing. I mean, I've done it on the fly before, and the best at it is Bernardo Osuna, who's fantastic.
Oh, he's the best.
He's absolutely fantastic.
By the way,
fantastic.
Shout out to Bernardo Osuna of ESPN. Inducted to the Boxing Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the National Boxing Hall of Fame, and the next one's going to be the International one in a few years. But you cannot do anything like that. You can't make it up on your own. You paraphrase a lot, especially in boxing. You get a lot of guys paraphrasing it, but there are some guys that, you know, have some liberties. But as far as the Japanese, if Ipe was making stuff up, you know, the whole country's going to call him out.
No, man. I know. That's a little...
You're saying that I didn't know what he was saying. That's all.
Well, just because you don't doesn't mean you don't believe anybody anyways.
Well, wait a second. Was Ipe a trustworthy guy?
When he was translating,
right, only that part. That was probably the only part. He was.
We don't know that.
What do you mean you don't know that? He had been doing it for almost a decade.
Can't trust that guy.
Okay. Just like you speaking Spanish, you know, like you say, my friend.
Well, put it this way. If they would have hired me as an interpreter, right, and I would have listened to the fighter after the fight, I'd have said things like, okay, so what he said is that first he hit him with the right, then he came back, he hit him with the body with the left, then he hit him with two jabs, and that's how he was able to knock him down. And nobody would know the difference.
If you're, yes, they would.
You speak the language.
Yeah, I speak the language.
Well. The people who I would be talking to, they don't know.
Go on the other side of the fire freeway, man. You'll be all right. I'm just here listening, guys. Good show so far. Thank you.
Yeah, it's all right.
No worries. By the way, it is a big day here.
What?
A big hour in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm like all confused on the hours because we've been doing the show for like, an hour and 48 minutes now, but it's still the 4 o'clock hour. And it's usually that's in the first hour. But anyway, 4 o'clock hour, Waba Grill, 4 o'clock hour. Kids eat free. Thanks to our friends at Waba Grill, the Waba and Grill, Sedano and Cap, 4 p.m. hour. Bring your kids for a free chicken or tofu mini bowl with an entree purchase weekdays after 4. Restrictions apply. So Cappy, coming up next. I'm glad Beto's here because I do want to ask him a couple of questions. Maybe we'll do that in the 5 o'clock hour because we're going to have a very short segment here coming up. But coming up next, I want to finish the Dodger conversation we were having because there are a couple of other things. What happened?
Look at him.
Good thing the Lakers are covering up.
That's when it. The Dodgers are playing well, they've won 6 out of the last 7.
They're not playing the way they should.
Hater.
I mean, no, I'm not even a hater. It's just they're not giving me anything to be excited about.
All right, so stick around for the next segment then. How about that?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so let's just do that. But first, let me tell you about our friends at Books, Cappy. All right? It took me a while to figure out, you know, my mom is more than just the mom stuff she did for me back in the day, right? The laundry, the cooking, the driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood, man. And I'll tell you this, my mom took care of business for everybody, not just me and my immediate family, but for all the family, right? Like she took care of family members in another country. You know, she took care of family members who lived in different parts of the city. So, you know, all sorts of stuff, man. Mom took care of me. And my mom was also a bookkeeper. So she was great at math, really helped me with my math stuff as a kid growing up. And it's time for Mother's Day, right? So you got to give moms flowers, all right? And the best way to do that is go to Books, okay? Books is short for bouquets, all right? Bouqs. And I got you guys, all right, this Mother's Day season. 25% off your entire Books purchase so you can send some flowers to the mom in your life. My wife's doing that right now. She's the real MVP, okay? And here's the thing. We know that your mom in your life is the real MVP, whether it's your mom, your grandma, your wife, your sister, whoever, your auntie. Whoever, take care of those moms in your life, man, because there's only one set of moms, all right? They take care of business for everybody, and Books is different. We've talked about this before. Flowers are cut fresh, sourced directly from the best flower farms, and last way longer. Man, the last time we ordered Books for Valentine's Day, those things lasted for weeks. I'm not even joking, dude, okay? So they got flowers growing on the freaking side of a volcano, too, all right? That's the type of cool stuff they're doing at Books. And Books has modern designs with unique flowers you can't find anywhere else, and it's simple. I went online, picked the delivery date, and boom, I'm done. Mother's Day is May 12th, guys. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom, your wife, your auntie, your grandma, and you can get 25% off thanks to your boy Sedano and your folks here at 710 ESPN. 25% off. You send some to mom, the wife, the auntie, the grandma. Go to Books.com. Use the promo code ESPN. That's Bouqs.com. Promo code ESPN. 25% off. Books.com. Bouqs.com. Promo code ESPN. 25% off. Books. Promo code ESPN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thank you, Christopher. By the way, it's a Michelob Ultra Reaction Monday on 710. And tonight, it's a Michelob Ultra Watch Party in the city of Downey, one of our favorite cities. Join
just
the
like
ESPN
me.
LA Street Team starting at 6 p.m. at Ojos Locos in Downey to root on the purple and gold for Game 5 tonight. Ojos Locos, 8350 Firestone Boulevard in Downey. You can win ESPN LA swag and your chance to take home an Austin Reeves signed basketball. We'll see you tonight. Thanks to Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
You watching Celtics Heat right now?
Yep. I got it on one TV.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Boston's up by 10. Now I'm usually about 15 seconds behind you. I've got Boston 24-14.
Yep, you got it. You got it.
4:29 to go.
They're on an 11-2 run at the moment.
Okay. All right, very good.
Yeah, you're about like 10 or 15 seconds behind. Yeah.
It's always the case, man. I don't know what the deal is here. I don't know why that is the case.
I don't know, Cappy. That's a great question. Why is that always the case?
I don't know, and I'm on like hardline cable.
You're in South-South.
I guess, but this game
that's
is
what it is.
East.
It takes a little longer to get down there. Yeah.
I know, but the game's in Miami. It doesn't make any sense. If it was a Laker game or a Dodger game, I'd get it. It's a Heat game, Jack.
That is funny. I feel this is actually a terrible matchup because Jimmy Butler's not playing, Terry Rozier's not playing. It's just like the fact that he got one game was pretty damn impressive, I thought, off this historically good offensive team in Boston, but oh well.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said earlier, you know, I'm really hoping that Jamal Murray tonight, listen, you want to see great players play at their best. You hate to see great players, you know, get hurt and not be at their best. You know, to have Jimmy Butler not be available for the Heat makes most of us believe that the Heat stand no chance in this series.
They don't.
And like you said, the fact that they even got one of the games in Boston, by the way,
right,
super impressive. But for the Lakers, who are down 3-1, who, I mean, listen, George, the thing is, when they were down 3-0, we were all looking at them going, they don't have a chance. But reality is the Lakers had a big lead in game one, couldn't close, had a much bigger lead in game two, couldn't close, had a very big lead in game four, thankfully were able to close. And you know what? When you think about it like that, three of the four games were really, really close and very competitive. I just want to see the Lakers win this game tonight, bring it home, make it exciting, make it a story. Man, if they could win the third game, the storyline of no team has ever been down 3-0 and come back to win, how could it be the old-ass Lakers against these young superstar champion Denver Nuggets? I'm just rooting for that story. So I got to try and stay focused tonight, George. Focus.
Well, listen, the Lakers, to your point, have led. If we broke it down by minute, they've led. There's been 192 minutes played in this series. The Lakers have led for 129 plus.
Wow.
Wow, and that's 60%. It's been tied for 15 minutes, and then like 47 minutes or so, the Nuggets have actually led.
Wow. That's, again, quick math here, but that's like for 60% of the four games combined, yeah, the Lakers have been in the lead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, remember, they had a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter in game one. They had a 20-point lead in the middle of the third quarter in game two. And then had a 9-point lead with about, I don't know, 7 minutes or so to go in the fourth quarter of game two. And then in game four, they had that lead and they held on to it. I mean, but they remember, going into the fourth quarter of game three, they were down by like 12. So, you know, if you can't hold on to a 20-point lead, you can't overcome a 12-point deficit. Not against those guys.
Yeah, it's going to look, and they're playing at home. The Murray thing, I know it's a huge key, but I am curious to see if they, you know, I am curious to see. I feel like they'll keep it close. But if you're close, you've got a shot. And again, I don't think they're going to be the first team to come back 0-3. Maybe I feel fairly good about that assessment. But
actually, you should feel really bad about that assessment.
Why?
Because you actually should want them to come back.
Oh, no, it would be incredible content. Right. Don't get me wrong.
But you feel good about the
in the sense that I don't believe that it's going to happen.
Right, but you should feel bad about feeling good.
I mean, it's never happened before. So, I mean, it's got to happen at some point. Could you imagine how Lindsay would feel like if LeBron was on the team that came back, the first team to come back 0-3?
All right, you know what? Now I'm rooting against Lakers because we'll never hear the end of it. Now I'm totally rooting against the Lakers. I will never hear the end of it. I told you they were flipping the switch. Never hear the end of that. I told you LeBron could come back. He's still a champion.
Oh, it's so funny.
Damn, Cap, you went quick on that.
Well, I know, but that's just because, you know, Lindsay is like, you know, she's still such, like, she believes in LeBron the way I always say I believed in Tiger Woods, the way I believed in Mike Tyson, you know? She still believes in LeBron that way. And if he were to come back and actually do it, God, we never hear the end of it.
Cappy, are you watching the bootleg stream I sent you?
Not yet.
Okay.
I just got the link. I'm going to be watching it.
Okay. All right. Well, we got a break anyway. All right. So coming up next, let's get back into the Dodgers a little bit because I wanted to finish up that conversation because they're rolling a little better, although Beto is on them, as he said. That's his quote, not mine. So we'll bring Beto back in. We'll talk some Lakers with him as well. We got two more segments to go before we turn it over to Slee, 710 ESPN.